This is Fresh Air. It's not easy to peg Bob Dylan. The man who once had a whole generation singing The Times They Are a-Changin' keeps changing himself, everything from singing born-again music to touring with the Grateful Dead. Dylan just released a new album called Down in the Groove. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
The cover of the new Bob Dylan album, which features a cloudy portrait of the artist strumming an acoustic guitar, is festooned with stickers. One informs us that Dylan is a, quote, 1988 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Another sticker, containing more than 250 words of hollow hype, announces that this album contains, quote, a set of songs and ideas worthy of the Dylan legacy. Legacy is capitalized as if it was a storehouse of genius that you could go visit, the thinking rock fan's Disneyland. But what are these ideas worthy of the Dylan legacy? Could they be contained in, oh, say, this song? That's The Ugliest Girl in the World, and yes, he really did say, the woman I love, she's got a hook in her nose. Dylan needed to team up with the lyricist for the Grateful Dead, Robert Hunter, to come up with that one. Over the course of the 80s, we've come to expect not very much at all from Bob Dylan. One reason he was eminently worthy of induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is that his greatest work is probably behind him. It's just a matter of maintaining the old legacy, making sure that Blowin' in the Wind gets dusted occasionally and that Like a Rolling Stone doesn't fall off its pedestal and break. Fortunately, Dylan himself doesn't feel this way about his work. He apparently sees that legacy as an ongoing operation because he keeps releasing records. In fact, his last two albums, Infidels and Knocked Out Loaded, contained a few excellent ornery songs. This new one, Down in the Groove, contains at least one first-rate rock song called Had a Dream About You, Baby. In addition to Bob Dylan doing an absolutely superb Bob Dylan impersonation on that song, Mitchell Froom does an exceptionally witty Al Cooper impersonation on the electric organ, and Eric Clapton plays some uncanny Eric Clapton-style guitar. I think that song works both on its own and as a very funny self-parody, an ironic echo of the younger Dylan at his most ferocious and bluesy. The other clear high point of Down in the Groove couldn't be more different in style and tone. It's Dylan's interpretation of the Stanley Brothers bluegrass classic called Rank Strangers to Me.
I wandered again to my home in the mountain, barren youth early dawn. I was happy and free. I looked for my never could find them. I found they were all rank strangers to me. Everybody I met seemed to be a raking stranger. No mother or dad, not a friend could I see. They knew not my name, and I knew not their faces. I found they were all rank strangers to me.
It's very impressive, I think, the way Dylan can summon up the ghost of his own earliest folk music in singing that Stanley Brothers song, accompanied only by his own guitar and the bass playing of Larry Klein. Down in the Groove is an almost perversely varied collection, with Dylan songs mixing with covers of tunes like the old folk song Shenandoah and Wilbert Harrison's Let's Stick Together. The closest Dylan comes to something that might turn up on a conventional pop radio station is Silvio, a cheerfully confusing narrative that features moony backup vocals by Jerry Garcia, Bob Weir, and Brent Midland of the Grateful Dead. It sounds like Dylan's way of telling us that, Hall of Famer or not, he's not dead, and he's determined to keep his audience unsure of what to expect next.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Stake my future on a hill of the past. Looks like tomorrow is a coming on fast. Ain't complaining about what I've got. Seen better times, but who has not? Silvio, silver and gold. Won't buy back the beat of a heart grown cold. Silvio, I gotta go. Find out something only dead men know.
This is Fresh Air.